WMFO in Medford. Good morning, Boston, and of course the rest of the world as well, because you soon listen to this online, rather, which means you can listen to it anywhere. My name is TK, and welcome to Music You Might Otherwise Miss. The first hour, it is the new release show. We're focusing on new material that was just released or has not been released yet. Second and third hour to be an eclectic blend of neo-folk, indie, and alternative. Most of it you probably haven't heard of before, which is why this is Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Now, on with the show. I have a great program lined up for you with an hour of music that contains new material from the Felice Brothers, Sarah Jarosz, and Basement Revolver. Today's reissue song is from the Buggles off their classic The Age of Plastic release. Also in this morning's entertainment, I have a new single from the Avett Brothers, and I decided to make them today's lineage. That'll hit around the 10:30 mark, so please join us for that. Plus, all the other new and interesting music we play for you here at WMFO, which is precisely why you're tuned to Freeform Radio. Let's get this show started with a new song from Lonely Benson. Lonely Benson is a singer-songwriter based in Nashville, Tennessee. He describes his music as lounge rock slash alternative and music you can relax to. The song I have to share with you this morning is called Lazy Lover, and it's Lonely Benson's debut release, which means he only has one release. The song was released about 2 months ago. It already has 30,000 spins on SoundCloud, which is really impressive. I hope he has more in store for us. New music from Lonely Benson here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss. New music from Nice as, I'm going to say Fick, here on Freeform Radio from Tusk University, 91.5 WMFO. It's music you might otherwise miss. My name is TK, and Nice as Fick, which is not their real name. Obviously, I had to change the F word to Fick, since I can't say their real name on air. I wonder why bands do that, like Star Effort does that as well. Anyway, Nice as Fick is a supergroup of sorts. This band is made up of Jenny Lewis of Rilo Kiley, and solo fame, Erica Forrester from Avoir Simone, and Tennessee Thomas from the band The Likes. I love all three of those bands, so the new self-titled debut album, I'm going to like that as well. Just dropped the 24th of this month, and that Dynamite song is the opening single called Door. That song definitely had a Rilo Kiley feel to it. Changed musical directions with a new track from a band called Sea Waves. All one word. Sea Waves, they are a self-described dream pop slash electronica duo from Manchester, England, comprising of Cy Van Brussel and Daniel Benjamin, who united through an analogous life experiences at the end of 2012, paralleled with mutual appreciation of the emotional perceptions obtained within dreams and reflecting those same feelings in both audio and visual form. I took that off their website. I would not write something like that. The twosome is absolutely blowing up in Europe. I first featured them in March of this year with their fantastic single called Sons and Daughters. This new track is called Titles and seems to be part of a deliberate strategy to release standalone singles. In 2006 alone, they've released 12 songs. New music from Sea Waves here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss. latest material from Basement Revolver here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University 91.5 WMFO. My name is TK, and you're tuned into music you might otherwise miss. Basement Revolver, boy, I'm having a tough time this morning, are an unsigned indie alt-rock trio. They're out of Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. The band is fronted by Chrissy Hearn, who handles the vocals and guitar, ably supported by Nymal Algawat on bass and synth. And Brandon Monroe manages the drum kit. These kids are really new. They only have a couple songs on their SoundCloud page. However, they're ready to release their debut self-titled EP. It comes out on July 15th. And the song you just sampled, Words, is the disc's lead-off track.
What's on your wish list for a great place to live? Most people look for excellent schools, safe streets, access to good housing, and well-paying jobs. But what if you could live in a community that would help you protect and even improve your health and the health of your loved ones? Where you could enjoy clean air, have access to ample clean water, and shop for reasonably priced healthy food? Would you like to feel safe on your streets, whether you're driving, walking, or riding a bike? Would you like to relax and exercise in accessible parks and be able to count on good public transportation? Increasingly, cities and towns across the country are making planning for good health a priority. Planners are working with public and private organizations to create an environment that will improve our health today and guarantee the health of our children tomorrow. Learn more at planning.org. That's planning.org. A message from this station and the American Planning Association.
Next up is a performer that goes by the name Stalking Gia. She's an enigmatic, electronica-focused alt-pop songstress. She's still pretty new to the music scene with only a couple tracks to her name, with the latest being called Second Nature. This tune is already getting some major traction. Check it out. New music from Stalking Gia here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Feels like a dream, then it is one. Keep on, keep on.
stay right by the radio. We have today's lineage with the Avett brothers, right after the latest here from the Felice brothers. New music from the Felice brothers here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. I tell you, it's nice to hear from the Felice brothers again. I've been playing their music since 2007, rather. You know, they got their start as a band playing in the New York City subway. It is really cool. I like stories like that. Well, the band's lineup has changed over the years. They actually lost one Felice brother. He went on to another musical project. He also writes books, by the way. Talented band, family. Anyway, the band still moves forward. The new album is called Life in the Dark. It just came out June 24th. I just had for airplay there their new single called Plunder. Well, it is time for the music lineage. This is the part of the show when I'm going to feature a new tune from an artist, and I'll follow up with a selection from their past. It's always a little fun and helps add some perspective to an artist's career. Today's subject is the Avett Brothers. The Avett Brothers' music has roots in traditional folk and bluegrass, but it also captures the high spirits and no boundaries attitude of rock and roll, which is appropriate since rock is where Scott Avett and Seth Avett first cut their teeth as musicians. They set out on their own in 2002 to debut their album Country Was, but it wasn't until the disc Introducing Emotionalism that they really hit their stride with writing and performing. That's actually where part two's of feature comes in, but a little bit more about that later. The new album is called True Sadness. I fancied track number 6. It's titled Satan Pulls the Strings. So here are the Avett brothers. They are today's lineage here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Try to swim the sea, but say goodbye. to you and me. Try to swim the sea. You can try to hold the breeze. You can try to hide the sun, but say goodbye to everyone. You can try to swim the sea, and you can try.
Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. TK here with you. It's music you might otherwise miss. Finishing up with today's lineage, that was the Avett Brothers with Die, Die, Die from their 2007 release, Introducing Emotionalism. If you want to check out today's new release show playlist in its entirety, I've posted it already at my website, which is tksmusic.com. That's tksmusic.com. Also there for you if you're interested, some videos that I've housed there and also some free downloads, links to them. It's all there for you online. Check it out at tksmusic.com. Keeping the tunes going here with a visit to today's reissue release of the week. It's from the Buggles. The album that has been reissued is the one that really started it off for them, The Age of Plastic, which came out in 1979, and it was their debut effort. Also housed in the song slash video that also housed in that was the song slash video that launched MTV. With the video Killed the Radio Star. That video was the very first one played on the brand new music channel. The video premiered at 12:01 a.m. on 1 August 1981. I actually had purchased the album in early 1980 when it was released here in the States. So, of course, I picked the big single for you to share this morning. I still like it. So it's the Buggles with our reissue song of the week here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
A wireless back in 52, lying awake intently tuning in on you. If I was young, it didn't stop you coming through.
Video killed the radio star. get you on my own. With so many options, many options, I see you scanning the room, just longing to be seen. I'll never get you on my own. With so many options, many options.
Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. TK spinning the latest for you here at Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Closing off that two-song set was a new song from Pocal. Pocal is the stage name for, and I'm going to brutalize this, so I'm sorry, buddy, Ame Barling Daghag Elgesen. He's a wonderful singer-songwriter from Norway. I have to admit, I am a big fan of his jangly guitar, and on this track, sometime he really hits that spot for me. Reposted already at my SoundCloud page because I liked it that much, and also made a comment on Facebook. I just really like this guy a lot, so I'm hoping to hear more from him. He will be on the show, I'm sure. Anyway, next on the playlist is a new song from a band called Fialta. They're a mixed-gendered indie alt-pop quartet from the San Luis Obispo, California area. They are actually two male and female couples, which I think is amazing. What's also amazing is that this foursome is made up of all multi-instrumentalists that regularly swap roles during their performances. They also all write and sing, which is impressive. The song I have to spin is called Another Lonely Heart, and it can be had for free, and I've provided that link at my website. Now, it's not exactly free. You have to tweet about it in order to get the thing unlocked, but yeah, that's really nothing. It's the lead-off track of their upcoming release called Shadow of a Drought, which has a street date of July 15th. New music from Fialta here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Losing her.
Free Form Radio. Tufts University 91.5 WMFO. TK here with you. Music you might otherwise miss. Closing off that two-song set was new stuff from a relatively new band. They are Minden. Minden is a mixed-gendered indie electronic alt-pop fivesome. They're based in Portland, Oregon. They've been together over 5 years and released several singles, an EP, and two albums, with the latest album being Sweet Simple Things, is what that title is. Their sophomore release is due out August 5th. The track there that I just had for airplay was called Artist Statement. All right, let me slip in one more from Sarah Gross. I first found this artist in 2009 with the release of her debut album, Song Up in Her Head. At that time, she was only 17. This wickedly talented artist plays mandolin, guitar, and banjo. She sings quite sweetly and writes her own material. She's a slouch, clearly. She started playing on stage with the likes of Ricky Skaggs and David Grisman when she was just 12. She favors a bluegrass slash country slant, but she can delve into quiet pop. And I see that I could, if she wanted to do a commercial angle, I'm sure she could do it if she chooses that path. Well, here we are 7 years later. The songwriting has matured, but she still hangs for the most part in the alt country vein. But on this song I have that I picked for you this morning, it's called Green Lights. You can hear kind of a pop sensibility to it. Of course, please stay tuned for hours 2 and 3 of music you might otherwise miss.